Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Mayor DeZine, Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent Caitlin Barthol. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning.
Now, more sort of tips on sort of cow-calf, and I know there's probably some very important information.
Yeah, so I just figured I'd talk over kind of a little checklist that cow-calf producers should be kind of keeping in mind for this type of the year, mainly on some management considerations. So, like I said, this is going to be more for the cow-calf operation producers. Just some things to keep in mind or some things to go ahead and get done to, before we hit this late fall-winter time frame. So, like, if you have your cow-calf or your cow herd management, your hay inventory, if you haven't done that, hopefully everybody had a good hay season this year. Go ahead and take inventory of how much you have. And then also, one thing that you can do is test that forage and see how much your what your moisture or dry matter is, what that crude protein is, your energy, fiber components, your macro minerals that your cattle will need during these cold winter months that are coming our way. So getting that forage tested is a good idea to do. That way you know how much nutrients are getting out of that hay this winter. And that is something that you can do through your local extension office. And then also using that information that you get back on your inventory and then also your info from testing those forages, you can calculate how much forage you need based off of your herd inventory, your cattle weight, the days that you plan on feeding hay. That way you know if you have enough hay to make it through these cold months that are coming our way. We do have a really good hay inventory calculator, an Excel sheet that is on our agmanager.info website. That really helps you kind of get things planned out for the next couple months. Also, be looking over your cow herd and seeing how those cows are looking. So, doing a body condition score on those cows to make sure that everybody's kind of right where they need to be. Everybody's looking healthy, and they kind of have those older, mature cows a body score of 5, which is what we. Kind of is that moderate frames or moderate looking, so like the ribs are mostly covered, the hip bones are slightly visible, and then there's some more evidence of fat cover, but not too much fat around that tail head and only a little bit in the brisket. Mainly, when you say body condition score 5, is those cows are right where they need to be. Now, if you have some younger heifers, like those 2, 3, or 4-year-olds, maybe we can bump those girls up to a body condition score of 6 just because they are younger. They need to be a little more conditioned. So kind of look over your cows and see what body condition score those ladies are at. We do have an awesome poster that our K-State Beef people put out here just in this past year. That kind of goes and explains the different body condition scores and what you should be looking for. And if you would like one of those posters, please feel free to reach out and give me a call. I do have a couple of them here left in the office. Also, for those spring calving cow herds, now would be a really good time, if you haven't already, to visit with your vet and get those scheduled pregnancy checks going. That way you can see where everybody is sitting at, or if you do happen to have some open ones that you may have to get rid of or want to get rid of. Right now would be the time of the year to be doing that. And then for those calves, if you haven't already, for those spring-born calves, you might want to start making arrangements to wean those guys. So either that is making plans to either market those calves or retain them and add some weight to them post-weaning. So right now is kind of the time of the year to be making those things. We do have a really great newsletter that just came out today from our cow-calf specialist up on K-State. This is that checklist I'm kind of going over right now. It has some really, really good other information to go over. And then the last item I'm going to say is also be looking at your pasture management right now. So If you happen to see some invasive species, kind of make plans to control those for the next growing season. Also, make sure your water sources for the winter months are going to be acceptable. And also, if there's some fence or facility projects, you might want to start working on those now before winter gets here. And who knows what Mother Nature is going to throw at us this winter. So you might want to get those things crossed off the list.
A very important checklist. Make sure you guys keep that in mind. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extended District 4-H Ute Development Agent Jessica Florey.